All right, good morning, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me okay. Got some internet issues this morning. Anyway, so it's all fun. I guess it's a Merry Post Christmas, Happy New Year in a couple of days. And a little light on assignments this week, but the ones that came in were very good. So those who did them, thank you, even though it was a holiday. But holiday, what does that mean? It comes from Holy Day, so that means you should have been on those assignments like crazy. And as we go into creativity today, I know from personal experience that's an area we always can find many excuses not to be endeavoring into creativity, and it is of utmost importance to our family and to our businesses. And to everything that we do every day. Anyway, let's pray as we go into this morning on another wonderful Wednesday, last Wednesday of the year, with a new year next week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for opportunity to be gathered together, to be together. We thank you for the gift of your beloved Son, as well as we thank you for that blood that cleanses us from all sin. And now, Lord, as we go into this morning and we consider creativity, maybe not be quick to just set it aside as something that is unimportant and not necessary, but may we see it as a real necessary connection in our relationship with you. Because, Lord, it says, image of God created he them. And, Lord, you breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living being. A creative being, and you've created us in Christ Jesus, Lord, as your poem. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. We do pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Great morning. Really good morning. I guess the verse and the things I always think of when I think of creativity is first is God is the ultimate creator. He's the one who created everything by just the word of his mouth. And then he created us as human beings, and he created us as creative beings, which is just awesome in my mind. And then the verse that always just comes into my mind is Ephesians 2:10. Amplified puts it like this: for we are God's own handiwork. Think about that. We are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, created as we're in Christ, created in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us. Think of Patrick always talks about God's original blueprint. You know, he has plans. He has ways for us, as we also hear always in Jeremiah 29. Predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time. So there's paths prepared for us, and it's just being engaged with him, finding them, and walking in them, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. And there's so much good stuff in that life that he has for us. It takes some work, it takes some faith, it takes some believing, and it takes his capital faith working in us with the capital F. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for just your overwhelming goodness in our lives as we look back and we can look at 2022 and Lord, we thank you. We can look back and see what we've learned, where we've been, where we're going, what's going on. We also thank you that, Lord, we're not stuck in the past, but Lord, we're always looking ahead. We always think of that verse that says, we're looking unto Jesus, and truly, you are always moving forward, Lord. So there's never a going back, but looking forward. And as we look forward into a new year, as the calendar shifts, may we just be looking forward with excitement of what you have in store for us. We thank you for this morning. We commit our hearts and lives to you as we get back to work today and finish this year out with strongly. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.